It's the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes. Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Now, the president, I don't know if this Twitter thing is really for the kids anymore.
He went on a tear.
He was on a Twitter. He had the craziest Twitter 2 days of his presidency over the last, 36 hours. And it doesn't, and I'm not quite sure what, I don't know what purpose is served here when he does this. One of his targets, not only was he trying to reprogram Fox News, this is really funny. He's like the guy in a comments section of a website or something like yeah. that. And he's like, what happened to Jeanine Pirro? She was here before. She's a genius. Chef Smith, I hate him. Liberal.
Low rated.
Right?
But he went after Arthel Neville as well this weekend. Not sure what, you know, grade problem she caused.
So much smarter than this guy.
Right. I don't understand.
Just nuts. I mean,
bring back Bill O'Reilly.
Bring back Bill O'Reilly.
I mean, it was like, what are you doing? What is, I don't, why? Do you really want to, I mean, Kim Jong-un says he's going to start throwing nukes in the air again, and he's, and your best friend that you were so in love with a couple weeks ago, and now, and you're like, you're worried that your Saturday afternoon's going to get ruined because Arthel Neville, who happens to be a Neville brother's sister,
yes.
did a story that did not sing your praises at the highest, which was the problem that he had, because she did a story about how, you know, the detail of it now eludes me, but I read about it earlier today, and it was just it wasn't even a criticism of him, it just didn't toe the White House line on a story.
Right.
And it was like, and she should be fired, low IQ, she's a Democrat, clearly I can see it, she looks just like Maxine Waters. I'm like, what? Stop it! Then this is the craziest thing, which is how we end up here. He goes after John McCain again.
What's this lately? They just John keep McCain, going after McCain. It's John, like, what are you doing?
John, last in his class, McCain. Really? Well, then why was Michael Cohen trying to hide your Fordham University transcript?
Right.
I'd like to see how you did there, pal. The Fordham Terriers. Or whatever they are.
That's Wofford.
No, I'm sorry.
Go Terriers.
Love Wofford, though. And I love that North Carolina Central.
I love their mascot.
The white supremacist. Yeah. I don't understand. This is just it's a crazy moment. So, Meghan McCain, right? She's got a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
The View.
Yeah. So she gets to sit there and shoot back on network television.
Listen, he spends his weekend obsessing over great men because he knows it, and I know it, and all of you know it. He will never be a great man.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so, my father was his kryptonite in life.
Yeah.
He's his kryptonite in death. And I just thought, your life is spent on your weekends, not with your family,
yeah.
not with your friends, but obsessing.
Yeah.
Obsessing over great men you could never live up to.
Yeah. yeah.
That tells you everything you need to know about his pathetic life
yeah.
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to America. Vladimir Putin's like, I'm going to take shirt off and not touch nipple because I am so happy with what is going on here. This could not be better.
Maybe he just has some Twitter version of bird flu. What would that be? I mean, it's not a tweet. I'll think of this one.
He's got he is distracted, I think is no better way to put it than this. I don't understand.
Or focusing on the wrong things, right? I mean,
well, he thinks it's going to help him. Again, he just wants to keep pounding at his base of support, who it is, you know, pretty, as they say in marketing, sticky. I think in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
But trying to reassign weekend Fox News people, saying they don't belong at the network, there's nothing about that that helps him, I wouldn't think, with his base or anybody.
It does, because he thinks his base is doing the exact same thing he's doing, just watching Fox on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, right? Again, because they're shut-ins, I think is what he's thinking, and he just needs to make sure they get out and vote. And that's what, and that they are as animated as he is about all of those kinds of things. They don't like it when Fox gets off message. Which is interesting because it is a he's sort of at his core, he's a television producer, and he gets that going off the message is tricky business for Fox. So he likes to he likes to find the soft spot in anything. There's there was always one guy in high school that when he'd walk past you would try to slap you in your private parts. Is that true?
This is very accurate.
Really?
Yeah. There's always one guy. There's always one guy who, whether it's in a locker room or something else, who always just always looks for the weakest, your weakest moment and your weakest time and goes after you.
I feel like I was in slapping my friends in their private parts in high school. Now I'm getting a little worried.
You were that guy?
Sometimes, yeah. But to my friends, you know? Hey, high five. Doof, right in the jaw.
I didn't know this went on. Did you, Lauren? No, are you aware of this? I mean, I've seen when the guys play sports, they tap each other on the backside.
Yeah, no.
And
there's always
like dirty dealings that go on in the actual tackle, but...
Right. There might be... You know, rugby, I've heard, is the worst.
Yes, that's where you gouge out your eyeballs. Right.
Yeah. And other item... Yeah. Yeah, things.
Right. It's really, don't get me started on rugby. But it turns out President Powell over here is going to be the next commander-in-chief. There was
No big deal.
I mean, there are guys who are just like that, and he's one of those guys. Just looking, he's going to assert his power over everybody at any given moment, at any given time. You know, he always has to be at the very top. And he let it kind of go in his tweet where he said, either you are strong and you survive, or you're weak and you die. That's as simple as it gets for him.
Attack, attack, attack.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is usually a sign of something big coming around the corner. I don't know.
Or he's worried something big is coming.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, as soon as the backlash and just random rantings goes out, usually something important is about to be made public. So I'm very curious.
And if you think this doesn't have an effect on the body politic, listen to...
Number four.
Nancy Pelosi has an unexpected fan, Steve Bannon.
Oh.
Our friend at the circus, Mark McKinnon, our friend at the circus, spent an evening with Steve Bannon last week, and they put it on the TV show last night for the season finale of the Showtime spectacular program, The Circus.
How would you grade Nancy Pelosi the last couple of months?
A 10 out of 10. You know, she's a warhorse.
One thing she did this week was she said we're not going to call for impeachment.
Yeah.
Smart move.
I thought the move to say the facts are there and the American people come along, I'll reconsider it. But we have the people's work to do. It's a perfect message for people to focus on impeachment, which they are. Sure they are. That's what you think. What do you think, Nadler? Do you see the prosecutors they're hiring for these staffs? They have mobilized. And their focus is the Stop Trump program.
That happens to be true. He was also, Steve Bannon was, asked about Joe Biden's 2020 run, which we're anticipating this week.
I just don't buy the Biden hype. I think he peaks the day it's announced, and I think he's grounded down. I just think that these modern campaigns are too tough. They're too 24/7. You've got to be on it nonstop, and I just don't see it.
I think,
I was so impressed. He was unpredictable, and he was totally unvarnished. It was a little bit like Jimmy Stewart. It was like he was trying to do Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Sweaty shirt.
And he played it perfectly, right?
Talking about Beto. I think Beto. I don't know.
Beto, I think it is. People have been corrected for saying Beto.
It's Beto. Do we have to? What is his real first name?
I don't even know. Do you?
Robert or something, right?
Look it up.
So somebody looked that up. Mm-hmm. Robert.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Bobby.
He raised $6 million in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So he's got that kind of enthusiastic base that Bernie Sanders has.
But he couldn't beat Ted Cruz.
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Now, what is very interesting is that they're doing this whole Abraham Lincoln thing with him, though. You know, Abraham Lincoln did not beat Stephen A. Douglas,
right,
as opposed to Stephen A. Smith, in the Senate race, and yet still won the election of 1860 to become president of the United States. So the Beto O'Rourke people are going back 160 years in history to try to figure out exactly
how do we sell this one. Yeah.
Well, you see prominent Democrats, like such years. As our own Mayor Rahm Emanuel, writing op-ed pieces saying that we don't want someone who lost a Senate race. You want someone who won a Senate race. And then the other side is saying, well, look, he mobilized all these younger voters. He mobilized a lot of people who haven't voted before.
And he did almost win that district, which has never, ever been blue.
Red, right?
And he almost...
Well, state. He was within a very, very, very tight margin of being the first Democrat since...
Ever.
Well, since the 1960s to be able to win there. I mean, that is a big... The Senate, that's a big, big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What does Senator Cruz think about all of this?
He needs to, yeah. We need to hear from him.
I think Beto's very sexy. Dude, did you see that picture on the magazine where his door's open and he's wearing the shirt and it's almost a little unbuttoned?
Ew.
And then I'm wondering, what's in the car? What if I were in the car? Wouldn't that be great? And I was sort of looking at his side. It's very thin. I wish I was thin.
Thanks. That's what's in his head. Thanks for asking, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. I'm always curious what Senator Cruz is thinking.
I know.
Maybe I should eat less queso. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe the problem is I'm having too much queso. But then I like it with all the hot stuff, so it gets real hot. And sometimes you cough it up a little bit and gets into the back of your nose.
Oh, gee.
Oh, jeez. That hurts so good.
I know so little about our politicians.
You'll get to know Senator Cruz very well, Laura, now that you're on the show.
Yeah, he's a regular. He's a regular. We hear from him a lot, even when we least expect it or would want it. They happen.
Have you ever put extra jalapenos into your queso with your fingers, and then later you touch your eye, and it really starts to sting? Or what's even worse, if you have to go potty? Oh, that's the worst. And then you're like, you're jumping around. You just don't know. Is the pain ever going to stop? Is it ever going to stop? Oh, it just stopped. Oh, I miss the pain.
All right. Now, if you don't think all of this craziness has had some sort of effect, also on the circus last night, at the Bannon, it was like a Bannon speaking engagement that they went to. It was in a... Some sort of a theater of some sort, and everybody was sitting around. I don't know if they paid to get in or this is a free thing, but he was the speaker, and he was taking questions. So during a Q&A section, there was a woman who got up, very angry.
Mm-hmm.
Very angry about what's happening in Washington. She's just sick and tired of liberals and anybody who doesn't think like Trump trying to get in the way of all of this. And this is what she said.
Let's keep rolling. We'll get a couple more questions.
Keep going.
Real quick.
I'm so upset. We have got so much trash that is supposedly representing us in Washington.
Seriously, if you want to take it back, it's citizen involvement. You can take the trash out.
Oh, Lord. Never in my life did I think I would like to see a dictator. But if there's going to be one, I want it to be Trump.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
I think there are a lot of people that probably were shaking their head going, I agree with her. Like that, because that's his fan, like that's his base, which is everybody's wrong, he's against everybody else.
Right. He's very good at creating that.
Right. Like he's the savior.
Yeah, he's creating a wall around his people. And he's going to build a wall and he's going to make it
100%
in
makes them feel safe
wall,
and thinks their way and all that.
Yeah.
100%.
But the expression on her face though.
Yeah.
When she was talking about the trash in Washington, I just hate them.
It was
just this kind of the whole thing.
Right.
It was very weird.
We're in a great spot in America.
I hope I'm not part of the trash. I'd like to be just like the president, virile, virile man, with a supermodel wife. I'd like it. I saw it in one of those movies I put up on Twitter once, where Bruce had a supermodel wife, and Bruce came home and he found out the supermodel wife was kissing his stepdaughter.
Senator Cruz, I thought that was your staffer who liked that and posted it, but you had nothing to do with it.
Right, I had nothing to do with it.
All right. Checking in at... I'm just going to quit this show. But can I get on Bill and Wendy then, John? can I work that out?
Number three.
Love was in the air in the Southside Irish Parade. Jim Trulia Jr. Popped the question to Amanda Gardner on the sidelines with the help of some wee folk from Ireland.
Nice.
Is that all right? Can we call them wee folk? See, in Mount Greenwood, they tried to bullet
little
those
people
later.
That's what I was going to say.
kind of weird situation there. They got the surprise of their life when the father and son leprechauns, Dennis and Ryan Dooley, sought out her 5-year-old daughter, Molly, on the parade sidelines, thinking that the leprechauns were there for her daughter, and then...
Oh, you found her!
Is that Molly? Oh. Is that Jimmy? Jimmy! I was digging in my pot of gold this morning.
Oh my
beautiful.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Mommy, daddy, tell me, how did you guys get engaged?
Well, we were on Western Avenue, drunk off our ass, and then we hired two diminutive people. I don't think we can call them anything else now. I'm not sure. They were dressed as leprechauns, and then they sought you out. You won't remember this, but then they sought you out, and they head-faked Mom, and that's... Well, now, Mom's left me a long time ago now, so I don't really remember how the rest of the story goes.
I got drunk and we broke up that night.
Yeah, oh, God. But you were drunk.
Conceived in an alley behind a bar.
They won't tell it that way.
Yeah.
I get the sense.
No, I just...
It's
very sweet that it went like this, but I don't know. The Southside Irish Parade, of all of it, you know, like
some guy shotgunning a beer behind them while it's like pictures are being taken.
Puking.
Mm-hmm. How fast do you think I can drink this beer, dude?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the perfect setting for things to go well. Something doesn't scream romance.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
This is really close to a stadium situation,
yeah.
Right? This is where you wouldn't be surprised. And the bagpipers are going by, so it's either funeral or a, you know, we're not sure what that whole thing means.
We wish them the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
Yeah, nice. I'm making fun because I'm jealous because they found true love on Western Avenue, which is hard to do.
It is hard to do.
Without paying for
fights and brawls. And,
yeah.
You know.
All right, and check
number
it in, man.
Number two.
Oh, Jay Cutler. Jay Cut. He's really become the star of Very Cavallari now.
Yeah, the reluctant star, right? He doesn't seem into it. He genuinely doesn't seem into it. That's what's so appealing.
You mean like when he was a Bears quarterback?
Exactly. Anything in life. Right.
Not big on enthusiasm, Jay Cutler, as we know very well here in Chicago.
He brought a notepad to his wife's office, right? He's going to go through. He's been charged with trying to make sure that... Apparently, she's having trouble in her office at Simply Jade or whatever, Olivia Jade.
Uncommon
What's the name
Jane.
Of it? Uncommon Jane.
I love how he's the one in charge of organizing this thing, as if he's somebody who's going to rally the troops and get people motivated.
Right, because Dennis Rodman was going to run the Trump company, right? it's a television show. I hate to tell you it's a television show.
Right. That's true.
All right, so he watched a shipping demonstration. And then he made one of the employees cry.
Do you see our shipping manual? It's every little picture of how to pack each thing that we have in the store, so there's no question mark.
Who runs this?
Kelsey and Matt, but I'll be overseeing it.
Why are you overseeing it?
Because I oversee the entire department.
Well, how do you do everything else and oversee shipping?
No, I don't oversee shipping. I oversee those two. Make sure it's getting done correctly.
It just seems like a lot. You can't do your job and their job and their job. And if they're not doing their job, then Kristen's going to do somebody else. It's shipping. You hit print, you put it in a box.
Except some of the boxes were being delivered with nothing inside of them, and they had to solve that. So Jay was up for the task. Have we ever seen Jay Cutler take charge of things like this?
Never.
I mean, this is like motivational Jay. Where was this guy?
Not on the sidelines. May I ask a question? If you're, Lonely Jane or whatever the name of this company
Uncommon
is.
Uncommon James.
If you are the private equity guys who put the money up behind this, because none of this crap ever happens without, real dough, right?
Right.
Because you have to have fulfillment and all the rest of that stuff, and they're going to do a reality show, so the fulfillment
Except
numbers,
Kylie Jenner, who's self-made, did it all.
Yeah, okay, don't even start.
Don't start that.
So you go back, you got real investors, you got real money, you got real, you got real contracts with FedEx or whoever is doing your fulfillment for you and all of that. You got a big deal going on, and then they put on television that they're sending out boxes without anything in them.
I know. They stock the warehouse with all hot guys that really have no warehouse experience.
I mean, if you're like, oh God, I can't wait to order from Uncommon Jane, then you watch this episode, you go, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I don't think that works.
Cutty to the rescue.
Yeah, exactly. Said no one ever.
Number one.
Dick Dale, whose fast, thunderous sound pioneered the California surf rock genre, has died. Known for his wet reverb, heavy guitar sound.
Oh, yes.
I know. I feel the same way. changed the sound of music. Now, if this sounds unique, mm-hmm. but yet familiar. It's a Middle Eastern style. His dad was Lebanese.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And that's where he picked up the fast guitar pick sound. How
because
about that?
You associate it with California rock. It's right. amazing. Mm-hmm.
But then that influenced the Beach Boys, the Ventures, and many other surf rock artists of the era. Dick Dale was 81.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's got the WGN News.